Talks on resolving the North Korean nuclear issue have fallen flat again. North Korea insists it is willing to abandon its nuclear weapons programs, but 5 days of negotiations in Beijing have failed to produce an agreement on any concrete steps toward that goal. This round of talks had a little more urgency, thanks to the North's nuclear test back on October 9th. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports.
Going into the talks, Korean negotiator Kim Gai-gwan had stated that his country would not abandon its nuclear weapons unless the U.S. ended its hostile policy towards North Korea and lifted its financial sanctions. Speaking at a press conference this afternoon, Kim made it clear that in 5 days of negotiations, he hadn't budged from that opening position. Under such pressure from the U.S., he said, how could North Korea begin such important discussions on suspending its nuclear programs and giving up its deterrent, which is aimed at safeguarding its sovereignty. Kim added that North Korea would continue to strengthen its nuclear deterrent. Assistant Secretary of State Christopher Hill said he and the Chinese had seen encouraging signs earlier on that North Korea, or the DPRK as it's formally known, was ready to discuss the details of nuclear disarmament.
Alas, by the end of the week, it was clear the DPRK negotiating team did not have the instructions that they needed to go forward and to agree to the proposals that we had put forward.
The North Koreans insisted on the lifting of U.S. financial sanctions, including the freezing of their assets in a bank in Macau. The U.S. says the bank helped North Korea launder money. U.S. Treasury officials did meet separately on this subject with North Korean officials, but in 2 days they didn't reach any agreement except to resume talks next month. Hill said the nuclear negotiations would now go into recess for a matter of weeks. Another 13-month hiatus, like the one that preceded these talks, he said, wouldn't do.
We can't go another 13 months. It would really, I think, not be possible. We cannot sustain the political support for this process.
Japan's lead negotiator, Kenichiro Sasai, told reporters that the lack of results today was bound to raise doubts about the usefulness of the six-party talks. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.